A couple of months ago, I had a lady who travelled a couple of hours to come and see us. She was 75. She'd had no gut health issues her whole life, but she'd had double pneumonia and she'd had massive courses of antibiotics as a result of that. And her gut had not been the same since that. She'd developed incredibly bad constipation and she just couldn't get on top of it. And then she'd been admitted to hospital with impaction a few times. She came to see me. And we came up with a plan. She was incredible in the way that she followed it so diligently. And she contacted me a couple of weeks later to say, you're not going to believe it, but I think I'm back to normal. I said, okay, well, let's not get too cocky. Just keep going with the plan. And then after 5-6 weeks, she said, you know, I've had no problems whatsoever. I think I'm okay. In fact, I'm so confident now in my ability that my gut's going to be all right. I've booked a flight to see my sister who's dying in the UK. And it was just such a lovely story. Then she sent me a postcard to say, thumbs up, all's good over here. So it was just wonderful, incredibly humbling to be able to help somebody like that. I'm Amanda Bryce from Gerald Burns Pharmacy in WA, and you're listening to the Pharmacy Business and Career Network podcast.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Business and Career Network podcast, brought to you by the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. Focusing on pharmacy management and ownership, the PBCN podcast supports the improvement and growth of your business performance with insights and advice from a range of industry professionals. The PBCN podcast, supporting your journey every step of the way.
The passion of Amanda Bryce and her team from Gerald Burns Pharmacy in WA is to do things differently and deliver patient-centred care. They believe pharmacy is a fantastic opportunity to make a real difference in people's lives, and they have a whole file of success stories, and every day they get to add to it. The team like to follow the research, find the evidence, and then bring that information to the patients, all because they place the patient at the centre of their approach. Welcome to episode 8 of the PBCN podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Oyston, and it's great to have you listening. There have been plenty of challenges along the way for Amanda and her team, but the biggest transformation has been taking the focus away from the dispensary by looking at what else they were good at and what needs the community has. That has seen the pharmacy transform into one which takes an integrative medicine approach, and that resulted in them winning the 2018 Guild Pharmacy of the Year for Excellence in Professional Innovation. Here's Amanda Bryce to share their journey. Amanda, we're very excited to have you on the show because Gerald Burns Pharmacy is the 2018 winner of the Guild Pharmacy of the Year in the category of professional innovation. And you also won the business management category a few years ago. Congratulations on the award. How did the staff react when you told them? And were you able to keep it under wraps until you got back?
Oh, it was, well, thanks, Daniel. It was an incredible achievement for the pharmacy. And I suppose it was met with disbelief because we hadn't heard back from the Guild. So we were absolutely 100% confident that we hadn't even become a finalist. So to get that call was followed by hysterical screaming and then a lot of excitement and then probably sheer nervousness because we didn't know what was next. Yeah, so it was a terrific time for the staff and I.
Your win in the professional innovation category was because the pharmacy has undergone a huge transformation, taking the focus away from the dispensary and moving it to an integrative medicine offering. From a market perspective, how did you actually determine that there was actual demand for integrative medicine?
I suppose we felt a bit at a loss that we weren't able to help people with specific queries. Like, our patients knew way more about this than we did. So there was that deficiency in our knowledge. But what really brought it home to me is that I had a look at the ScriptMap 2020 report a few years ago, and what I noticed is that the patients of Gerald Burns Pharmacy take 1.5 times more antidepressants than the regular Australian, and they have twice the prevalence of autoimmune disease. So our demographic are sicker and more stressed and more depressed than anybody else in Australia. And I thought, wow, you know, we live in a very nice suburb. How does this happen? And then looking, drilling down a little bit more, they're the sandwich generation. So they've got the elderly parents. They're stressed out about mum and dad in a nursing home, and they've got young kids, and the kids are stressing them out as well. So I just thought, how can we help them to increase their health and well-being? And really, it came down to an integrative approach. We have to look at the whole person, not just this specific symptom. So that's really what we did is we decided I think that there's something in it for this. It's a point of difference for us. It's not going to be price sensitive. It takes time. You know, you have to be upskilled, obviously. But the response from our patients was phenomenal. And, you know, it's testament to how we've gone.
You spoke about needing to upskill. I'm assuming that you realised that you couldn't actually offer what you were looking to offer with the existing skills and knowledge and resources of the staff. So how do you go about taking stock of what you do know, looking at where you want to take it and what the gap is, and then going about actually adding those additional skills and resources?
Something happened to me a couple of years ago, about 4 years ago, and I started looking to integrative medicine. I started talking to my patients about it, and the doctors contacted me and said, oh, Amanda, you're not really qualified to do this. So I thought, no problem, guys, I'll get a qualification. So I did. And I started to use this at work day to day. And my staff were watching carefully and asking me lots of questions. And the organisation I did the qualification through, which is ACNM, the Australasian College of Nutritional Environmental Medicine, came to Perth. So it was a great opportunity for staff to also upskill. So I said to my staff, all the pharmacists and a med student, if you'd like to do the course, I'm happy to pay for it. I'll pay for you to sit your exam. So really expensive, nearly $3,000 each. But you have to commit to staying for me for 12 months. And six of them decided to do that, which I was delighted about because that meant that it didn't matter if you came in on Sunday afternoon or Tuesday morning or Thursday night, you would get the same advice consistently from every pharmacist. So that was part of the process. I mean, we had one key staff member was incredibly enthusiastic about it, and she always has been. So she kind of dragged us all up. I mean, I was a bit sceptical, to be honest, that she would go off and do all of these things, which I thought, you know, were a little bit crazy. But, she is so passionate about it, and she's so fixated on the evidence. It was really undeniable, and the results spoke for themselves.
So before we get to the results a little bit more, you the staff have gone out, some are enthusiastic, some are being dragged on the journey a little bit, but have the faith. Was your transformation when you were ready to roll these extra services and skills and knowledge out, was it a big reveal? Okay, guys, here's all the new things that we have, come and see us. Or was it a progressive transformation as you were adding skills and resources and people didn't notice it too much as a on-off type switch?
No, it was really something that evolved, and I suppose that reflected my scepticism. If this doesn't work, I don't want to be too much of an idiot. So it just gradually progressed. So we would have a training specifically on GORD, and that would be our focus, and then we'd have a training on thrush, and then that would be our focus. So before I knew it, after a few years, we had the whole suite. You know, we could do everything. And that's really when I thought, okay, we're an integrative practice now.
And was there any consideration or need to reconfigure the store floor to accommodate your new integrative medicine offerings?
Yeah, definitely. We're just a tiny little shop. We're 178 square metres. And I had three counters, and one of the counters was in the dead space of the pharmacy. And I really couldn't afford it because there was a bottleneck with the other two. So what I did is I moved that counter to form like an L shape. So now we have three counters in an L shape and completely rejuvenated that section that was dead. So I took out the Natio, which, let's face it, more was being stolen than was sold, and I put in a fridge of fermented foods because it's all about fermentation and diversity and gut microbes, and that's how you get it, is through fermented foods. Then we put in a consult area. So we did have a little consult area where we did flu vaccines, but it was just too small to have those, you know, in-depth talks about gut, and I couldn't accommodate prams or wheelchairs or little children. So a large space took up that new consult area, which is private, but you can see in and out. So I can see what's happening in the shop. People don't feel like they've been removed from the pharmacy. And it's just a great space. It's where we do our staff trainings. We have little mini forums and seminars there, and we do the one-on-one gut consults there too.
You've got this amazing funky silver tree right in the middle of the store. It looks like it's grown through the floor and then up through the roof. How did that come about?
Well, we had a big renovation. The first one was in 2010, and that is a support beam, and it was so ugly. It was covered by this horrible mirror, and I was just working with the designer, you know, we're working out what we're going to do. And I said to him, what can we do with this, gesturing with my hands up and down? And then it just came to me. I thought, it's a tree. It's a chemist tree. So he managed to find this fabulous designer who does brilliant fiberglass surrounds and molds. And I said, I want a beautiful silver tree that sort of merges into the ceiling with lots of little points on it where I can hang things. So it's actually a health promotion feature as well. So, you know, if it's Purple Bra Day, we'll hang purple bras from there. So, yeah, I love the tree. And it's really interesting because people will come in who've been, you know, customers of Gerald Burns for 20 years and they say, oh, where'd the tree come from? Like, people don't notice it and then they notice it. So, yeah, it's still a feature.
Outstanding. I love it. What were some of the internal challenges that you've had to overcome in moving to an integrative medicine approach, either on the staff front or the process front?
I suppose it's a commitment to ongoing education. Things change all the time. So, yeah, it's all about upskilling continuously. The other thing is that when you're talking to someone, you're not sure if it's going to be a two-minute conversation or a 20-minute conversation. So you always need to have adequate staff on to help support you with that. You know, so I've always got three or four pharmacists on at the same time. So, yes, my wages bill is phenomenally expensive, but if you have a look at our sales per square metre, we're almost treble what industry average is. So, you know, it's swings and roundabouts really. And I think if you're going to offer an integrative approach, you have to have, you know, lots and lots of staff on to support that.
And what about from a process point of view? Were there any processes within the shop that you had to change or challenges you had to overcome to ensure that you could deliver what you wanted to deliver?
Some of the things that we were doing, I noticed that we could make it more efficient by turning it into a protocol. So that's how the three-step gut healing protocol sort of developed, because we were having the same conversation over and over and handwriting down what we wanted. So that was something that dramatically increased our efficiency. We just found that so many people had the same symptoms of IBS, diarrhea dominant, or gastric reflux disease, or diarrhea as a result from a course of antibiotics. So now I've got that sheet that's ready to go. That's dramatically improved our process of having that conversation more quickly. And it also means that maybe they don't want to buy something today. Perhaps they just want to have a think about it, or they want to have a look into the science that's behind your suggestion. So often there is not a sale that results. It's just a matter of, you know, continuing to tweak them towards thinking that there's another way. So, yeah, it is an ongoing process all the time.
And with engaging with customers, so from that community perspective, were there any challenges or unforeseen barriers that you had to overcome in, and I know you happened over a period of time, it was a transformation, not a big reveal, but in overcoming and repositioning the pharmacy to not only existing clients, but also the ability to attract new clients?
We've always been a little bit different. And our regulars, they sort of know what we're going to talk about whenever they go down and they're getting another script for SOMAC. They know that we're going to talk to them about diet, lifestyle, Iberogast, Intestamine. But if they're a new patient, I suppose our offering is quite different and unusual. So we do need to work a little bit harder to let them know, look, we're not crazy. This is our philosophy, and love you to have a think about whether that could work for you. Now, many people will say, not interested, don't go there, and that's okay. And so we've got to know who those people are, and we just don't. We just give them the regular pharmacy service. But more and more people are open to something else because what they're taking is clearly not working for them. They're getting sicker and sicker.
Community-based businesses often help each other, leverage each other's skills and networks and knowledge. Have you been working with any other community-based organisations or businesses to help promote your services?
Yeah, we do work with our local Rotary branch. We do lots of work with them. We work with a Fremantle Surf Life Saving Club. We've got connections with Alzheimer's WA. We do lectures for them. Probably our biggest community-based business that we connected with, though, is the local cooking school, Matters of Taste in Mount Pleasant. It's Perth's biggest cooking school, and our association with them really started over a coffee with the owner, who's been a dear friend of mine for ages. And I was talking to her about what we're doing at work, and she said, is there any chance that you can help my husband who's got terrible IBS, had it for 20 years? And so I did, you know, I brought him in and we had a chat and we talked about what he could do and how he could improve. And she was astounded. Within a couple of weeks, the majority of his symptoms had resolved. It was so fast. Now, this is a guy that has been struggling for more than 20 years. So she said to me, I need to know more about this, and is there any chance that we could develop a cooking class? Now, I'm a cook. I love cooking, and I think so much of my enjoyment in life comes from food. So I'm an absolute foodie. And so I was delighted to do that because I actually wanted to be a chef, not a pharmacist. But my mum didn't let me. So I was delighted to have that opportunity, and that's how the wellbeing series sort of started. So it was a series of four lectures, and we talk about food and mood, the gut-brain axis and how that's so important. We talk about sugar and sugar alternatives. We talk about fat and cholesterol, when to be worried, and gluten and having a grain-free diet and how that may be beneficial to some people. The stories that have come out of that have just been phenomenal, Daniel. I just can't tell you the joy that that class has brought me, way more than what it's given the participants. So Matters of Taste have been a huge association that we've had. And then we've developed another one, which is just a single series called The Inside Story, Your Gut Health. And that's 3 hours, and we do that a couple of times a year, and it's just really taking through people through basic principles of how to optimise gut health. We just did one last week, and again, phenomenal stories. So I've been invited to talk to a primary school to the kids about gut health and how they need to have great food in their lunchbox to keep their brain active. So when you say yes, lots of other things happen. You know, opportunities arise when you say yes. It's great.
Outstanding. Now, let's jump into some of the programs or areas of conversations and products that you offer people. One of the programs you offer is PainWise. What is it? Can you talk us through what the benefits are for customers and how it's actually been received by the customers?
Yeah, PainWise was created by Joyce McSwan, a phenomenal pharmacist in Queensland. I think she started about 2010, and that really was in line with our beliefs that you can heal yourself. It talks about neuroplasticity and what you can do if you have chronic pain, how you can begin to heal, get onto that journey of recovery. The website that is free for everybody to have a look at is just amazing, and it gives you great tools that you can put into practice, you can give to your patients straight away. And for people with chronic pain, it provides a source of true hope. There are two different models that you can use PainWise, the one-on-one consults, but what I've found is way more better is the group sessions, which is peer-to-peer, and it allows people to share their stories about their pain, and I think it gives the program more credibility when you've got people who are actually communicating with each other rather than a didactic lecture, this is what you need to learn. I just love PainWise. I think it's a phenomenal program. We're so lucky to have Joyce that's behind it.
MyDNA is another service that you offer. Can you explain what that's all about, what it entails, how it happens, how it can help people and what their response has been to it?
Yeah, MyDNA is pharmacogenomic profiling of a patient's DNA. So what we do is we take a buccal swab, so the inside of their cheek, we send it off for analysis, and that gives us a complete pharmacogenomic profiling for the 60 things that we're testing for. So it's particularly good for antidepressants, antipsychotics, pain medications, that sort of thing. And how it can help is that it's such a valuable tool that the doctor has. So we know, we can kind of predict how a patient is going to respond to a specific drug. So incredibly useful. So if you're prescribed tamoxifen, for example, for breast cancer, you'd want to know that that drug was going to be effective for you. And that depends on your pharmacogenomic profiling. We've had a number of people that have had it done. And for some, it's been life-changing. For example, a lady that couldn't work out which antidepressant could suit her. She'd gone through 12 different ones and we were able to establish this is the best one for you. So it was just something fantastic that her psychiatrist didn't know was even available. When she took that information to them, they tried it and, yeah, she's good. So really, really fantastic.
Yeah, great outcome for the patients. Another one that you offer is gut consultations. Again, what does that involve and how's that been received and helped people?
Well, the gut consults have definitely been the most phenomenal professional service we've ever done. Just to give you an example, our professional services have quadrupled in the last year, and that's primarily because of the gut health ones. Now, it's really started with conversations when people would buy Nexium OTC. We talked to them about, you know, your gut health, what else can you do, or when they were prescribed antibiotics, you know, what you can do to help protect your gut. And as a result of that, people said, look, I'd really like to talk to you more about this. Can we sit down? And we thought, well, we don't really know that there is a professional service in this, but let's give it a go. And it's just snowballed from there. What we find is people with gut health issues talk to other people with gut health issues. So it's all been through word of mouth.
Has there been any great stories about how a gut consultation has helped somebody, something you can share there?
Oh, I've got a whole file full of gut health good stories. Yes, just amazing. But just to give you an example, a couple of months ago I had a lady who travelled a couple of hours to come and see us. She was 75. She'd had no gut health issues her whole life, but she'd had double pneumonia and she'd had massive courses of antibiotics as a result of that. And her gut had not been the same since that. She'd developed incredibly bad constipation and she just couldn't get on top of it. And then she'd been admitted to hospital with impaction a few times. So what we were able to do, she came to see me. I thought, well, I'll try and help you. I don't know if I can. And we came up with a plan. She was incredible in the way that she followed it so diligently. And she contacted me a couple of weeks later to say, you're not going to believe it, but I think I'm back to normal. I said, okay, well, let's not get too cocky. Just keep going with the plan. And then after 5-6 weeks, she said, you know, I've had no problems whatsoever. I think I'm okay. In fact, I'm so confident now in my ability that my gut's going to be all right. I've booked a flight to see my sister who's dying in the UK. And it was just such a lovely story. Then she sent me a postcard to say, thumbs up, all's good over here. So it was just wonderful, incredibly humbling to be able to help somebody like that.
Fantastic story. Are those things that you offer, the Painwise, MyDNA and the gut consultations, those services, are they something you charge for or are they loss leaders that actually, you know, attract patients and help them engage with the pharmacy?
No, we do charge for everything. I mean, I've got a lot of staff that I have to pay their wages and I just think if you don't pay for something, you don't value it. So, yeah, we do charge for everything.
And how do you stay up to date with the latest research around those things and then bring that into the store to benefit your customers, considering that I think it can take a long time for research to actually become part of the guidelines?
Yeah, look, that's challenging. And I suppose if you sign up for this, then it's a lifelong commitment. And often patients will come in and they've heard or read something and we've got no clue what they're talking about. So it's all about getting information from lots of different sources and then validating it, making sure that you've got a solid evidence base and is there something in it or not. So, yeah, we're always scouring the internet or going to seminars or reading books, you know, it's ongoing.
If you think something is worthwhile for your customers, will you just offer it or just make it happen irrespective of the financial angle and the business, or do you need to really carefully balance the needs of the patient with those of the pharmacy as a business?
Yeah, no, we do have to consider the shelf space that it takes. I've got a few criteria. I need to make sure that it's a niche product, so it's not available in Coles or at the health food store. I'd like something that's a bit quirky, something unusual, something that's preferably West Australian. It has to be health related. I like it if there's a story behind it. So, for example, our hot packs, hand sewn by a local lady who developed breast cancer, and she couldn't find a specific hot pack that met her needs. So she sewed her own and then her business just grew out of that. So we sell Pat's hot packs, which is great. But price really is my last consideration. If you've got all the other things right, yeah, the price is not that relevant.
Another great thing about Gerald Burns Pharmacy is that it's also dementia friendly. Why was it important to make the pharmacy dementia friendly and what does that actually entail?
It's something that came out of a conversation. Carolyn, my intern, was talking to a patient whose wife had recently been diagnosed with dementia, and he was asking her, what is it that I can do to help support her? And we knew about Alzheimer's WA, but that was really it. And Carolyn, being a researcher, decided to go home and look into it. And she discovered that there was a program called Assert 3 Dementia Essentials. And so she said, do you mind if I go? And I thought, no, I don't mind, but I'd probably like to go too. And then somebody else said, well, I'll come too. So three of us went along for that. And from that, we learned about the dementia training for pharmacists, which is specific training by Dr. Andrew Stafford. And we just learned so much that we could do to improve the life of our patients with dementia. So we went about the process of becoming Australia's first dementia-friendly pharmacy. And it's really about improving staff awareness, changing the physical environment, supporting staff, and also supporting the local community. So when I'm talking about the physical environment, there's a lot in pharmacy that is unattractive to somebody with dementia. So when you walk in through a front door, if you've got a big black doormat, to a person with dementia, that looks like a big hole. So they won't be able to walk over it. They will get to the edge and stop. There's a lot of busyness in a pharmacy, so we created a counter that was just no clutter, always well attended, and it's just specifically for a person with dementia because there's somewhere to put your walking stick. It's nice and clear. The signage is great. We changed our name badges so that they're three times bigger than normal, so it's very clear who we are and what we do. We changed the lighting as well, and we reduced the music because it was discordant with the other music that was in the shopping mall. So it's just little things like that make life so much easier for somebody with dementia and their carers.
Sounds fantastic. Success like you have enjoyed doesn't just come about because you have a great product or service idea and just offer it. That's obviously important, but staff play such a huge role in success. What do you think makes Gerald Burns' staff so special?
Oh, I just think that they're all incredible. You know, we spend a lot of time together and we're just like a healthy microbiome. We're really diverse. We've got all different cultures, ages, you know, languages, everything. But everyone is so committed to their role. And I think I give them autonomy. You know, they do what they want. They feel really comfortable at work. And they know we all have a joint purpose to serve our patients really, really well. So I think that's how we get on together.
Success is often measured against goals and metrics. What are some of those hard metrics that prove that you've made the right choice in some of those transformations and particularly into integrative medicine?
I'm sure the quadrupling of the professional services, that has had a huge impact on our hard metrics. And other things, like we put in a few books and then that just has snowballed. And now our books went from we're selling one a week to now we sell 10 a week. So, again, all health related. And they're really great as a tool to start that conversation about, you know, this is how else you can help yourself. Our complementary medicine sales increased by 13% in 12 months. And that really offset the loss that we experienced with the codeine sales. So, Yeah, we're going great.
Of course you're going great. It's a great success, lots of positive things. Can't rest on your laurels though. What's next for Gerald Burns Pharmacy? How are you looking to develop and innovate further?
Well, we're always doing something. I've done six gut health lectures since we won Pharmacy of the Year for Innovative Services. We're doing one specifically on baby children's gut health. I'm still in the process of completing the integrative oncology course that a couple of us from work are doing. And I'm in the middle of doing my diabetes education. So we're going to roll out a low-carb diabetes group class. So it's a 10-week course. It's for free. We get a meds check, a diabetes meds check and an HMR in there. And it's weekly monitoring of their parameters. So, you know, when you go low carb as a diabetic, you are prone to becoming hyperglycemic. So we're going to be monitoring everything and liaising with the doctor to make sure that their medications are adjusted. So I'm really excited about that. That starts in January.
Lots of great services already, lots of great services on the horizon. Your customers must be very happy. They're very lucky. What is the best piece of advice you can offer other pharmacies who might be considering the same path as you've taken with integrative health?
I guess the thing is to just start, and probably start with yourself. If you don't know anything about integrative health, maybe do some inquiries into whether that's aligned with your beliefs, because it has to come from the heart. You need to get upskilled. So whether you do a course through ACNM, Australasian College of Nutritional and Environmental Medicine, or one of the other ones, it's taken us probably 4 or 5 years to get to this point. So it's not been something that we've just done overnight. You know, we've been working towards this. But begin with yourself. I mean, you need to experience the benefits of improving your diet and lifestyle before you can advocate that to your patients. Go and see an integrative healthcare practitioner if you want to, so you can ask them about the philosophy. And you'll love it. You'll love it. It's life-changing.
Very good. Amanda Bryce, thank you for coming on the show and sharing the successes and your insights into Gerald Burns Pharmacy's transformation to an integrative medicine offering. And once again, congratulations on winning the Guild Pharmacy of the Year in the category of professional innovation.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. It's my pleasure.
So many great stories and insights from Amanda there. I absolutely love the one about the lady who was able to travel to see her dying sister. Amanda and her team have touched lives in very important ways. And as Amanda mentioned a few times, change and growth, transformation, it takes investment, but it clearly pays off when executed well. If you're thinking of exploring how your pharmacy can transform and grow, members, don't forget that you can always contact your local Guild branch for further information and support. Or you can visit guild.org.au to access a complete range of diagnostic and operational support tools to assist you in identifying current opportunities available to your pharmacy, target business areas that require attention, and then provide the operational support needed to do something about it. Until next time, I'm Daniel Oyston, and you've been listening to Episode 8 of the Pharmacy Business and Career Network podcast, brought to you by the Pharmacy Guild of Australia.
The PBCN podcast, supporting your journey every step of the way. For more resources, to access support or advice, or to view this episode's show notes, visit guild.org.au.